प्रातस्मरामि हृदि संस्फुरदमात्मतत्त्वं सच्चित्सुखं परमं सुगोतिं तुरीयं यत् स्वप्नजागरसुषुप्तमवैति नित्यं तद्ब्रह्म निष्कलम् अहं न च भूतसङ्गः प्रातुर्भजामि मनसो वचसामगम्यं वाचो विभान्ति निखिला यदनुग्रहेण यन्नेति नेति वचनैर्निगमावोचु तं देवं देवमजम् अच्युतम् आहुअग्रं प्रातुर्नमामि नम तमसा परमकार्कवर्णं पूर्णं सनातनपदं पुरुषोत्तमाख्यं यस्मिनीदं जगत् अशेषं शेषमूर्तौ रज्जं भुजङ्गमयैव प्रतिभासितं वै. मॉर्निंग प्रेयर बाय शंकर. At dawn, I meditate within my heart on the self-effulgent Atman, the existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute, the goal of the greatest ascetics, the transcendent and the eternal, who is beyond the states of waking, dream and sleep. I am verily that indivisible Brahman and not a combination of material elements. At dawn, I worship him who is beyond the reach of mind and speech, but because of whose presence all speech becomes manifest. Him the scriptures indicate by the words, not this, not this, as beyond all attributes. Him the sages described as the God of gods, eternal, immutable, and supreme. At dawn, I salute the effulgent being who is beyond all darkness, who is called the Supreme, the Infinite, and the Eternal, in whom appears the world of manifold forms, like the snake superimposed on the rope. This is a non-dualistic meditation. No form, no qualities. Human beings meditate with their minds. And mind always takes a form. Mind cannot think anything without a form. Now, how can I meditate on that formless Atman, Brahman, which is within all of us? Shankara mentions neti neti, not this, not this. That is the method of Vedanta. First it will negate everything. Then it will tell you iti iti, everything. Everything is Brahman. Whatever you see is nothing but God. What is neti neti? We have concepts, fat, lean, tall, short. There are 22 negative words we Vedanta used to negate the human concept. Then what remains? Your true nature, your Atman, your conscious self within. How to go within. When you negate outside world, mind goes within. Who takes the mind out? Desires. Where do they come from? We have millions and millions of desires. They come from ignorance. So when the mind becomes illumined, ignorance disappears. all desires disappear. The mind just stops. At that time we experience the Atman, the Self. That is the goal of human life. Very hard, but that is the only way to reach or within Self. And when you experience it, you will be free. You will be immortal. You will be never be subject to birth and death. You will be merged with divine. That is the goal of Vedanta philosophy. So let us meditate on our indwelling Atman. Om. Sahanabhavatu Sahanabhunaktu Saha viryam karavavahai tejasvinavadhitamastuma vidveshavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. May Brahman protect us. May he guide us. May he give us strength and right understanding. May love and harmony be with us all. Om peace, peace, peace be to all. Studying Panchadoshi, a famous text on Vedanta philosophy. This book has 15 chapters. First 5 chapters tell us our existence, we exist. Next 5 chapters tell us we are conscious. Next 5 chapters tell us we are blissful. Sat, Chit, Ananda. That is our true nature. First 5 chapters, the college Viveka discriminate what is real, what is unreal. Is this world real? Amazing philosophy. It is real, but not absolutely real. My hunger, my headache, my husband, my wife, my children, my family, my home, real. But not absolutely real. What do you mean by absolutely real? The thing which exists in the past, present, and future. Is there anything in this world? Nothing. This body was born some years ago. It will die some year, up to years after. All these human beings, you see. What is real? So in the beginning, they called it Tattva Viveka. They analyze the truth. What is the truth? Second, it analyzed Dvaita. Second chapter is Tattva Viveka, then Panchabhuta Viveka, 5 elements. Next 5 chapters, Panchakosha Viveka, 5 sheaths. Next chapter is Dvaita Viveka, what is duality. Next, Mahavakya Viveka, the great Vedic dictum, which unites the individual being with the cosmic being. So you are now in the third chapter, Panchakosha Viveka. It is amazing that all these human beings have 3 homes. We are not homeless. In the waking state, we live in the guru's body and enjoy the world through the senses. In dream state, we live in the mind. we enjoy the world through the mind. In dreamless sleep, we live in deep sleep. We enjoy through ignorance. Ignorance is bliss. So these are the three stages, waking state, dream state, sleep state. So all these human beings are traveling, 80 years, 90 years, as long as we are alive. We are constantly rotating these three places. In dreamless sleep, where does the world go? That is the question. Home, family, husband, wife, job, merge into cosmic ignorance. When I come back from sleep, world manifests. So the whole world is in the mind. When the mind dissolves, duality vanishes. You know, it is a science. We are experiencing and experimenting these things every day. That is the greatest truth. You know, sometimes people think we go to the temple or the church, kneel down, pray, this, that. That is all right. But there is something higher. That is for the beginners. The highest experience, I and my Father are one, as Christ said. So anyhow, these three stages. Then Vedanta says your Atman is covered by five sheaths. The first sheath is called blissful sheath, Anandamaya Kosha. That is ignorance, deep sleep. We are complete peace and happiness. In deep sleep, we have no worries, no anxiety. Then come the Anandamaya, Vijnanamaya Kosha, intellectual sheath, then mental sheath, then vital sheath, prana, and then physical sheath. These are the five sheaths covered our Atman. How shall I go back? Remove the sheaths one after another. Then you will see. You know, it is really an interesting study, this Vedanta. Darkness never can enter in the sun. No. Sun is self-effulgent, light. No darkness can go there. Problem? Cloud. In St. Louis, if there is a big patch of cloud, we do not see the sun. Sometimes we saw in the plain, above the cloud, bright sun. The moment through the enter, we see overcast over St. Louis. Sun is there, but we cannot see because of the cloud. So this patch of ignorance covered the Atman, cosmic consciousness. Where is that cloud? In the mind. So this jhara, this body, cannot enter into consciousness. But do you know what is the mystery of this ignorance, maya? It mixed up. Conscious, unconscious. The Atman is reflecting on your mind, on your intellect, and make you luminous. And that is called jiva, jivatma, individual soul, eye consciousness. This eye consciousness, everybody has eye consciousness, individual soul. I sometimes give this illustration. Here is 4 billion cups of water, and here is the sun. What do you see? You see 4 billion reflected sun. So all these human beings are reflected God. But consciousness is one. There are not many consciousnesses. Same consciousness pervades in each person. You know, unity in diversity. That is one of the main theme of Vedanta philosophy. We are one. But your body, my body, her body, his body, all bodies are different. But as consciousness, one. That Vedanta teaches. That is the absolute truth. If I cut your body, my body, say only red blood will come. That blood, redness of blood is common. But your body, my body are different. How does it take shape? Vedanta gives us illustration. You take a big piece of iron and put it into the fire and hold it with a tong. The fire will illumine that piece of iron. If it is a triangular, it will get triangular shape. It is quadrangular, it will take that shape. It is long, it will take that shape. It is flat, it will take that shape. Fire takes shape according to the object. But fire has no shape. Amazing. Your body, my body, billions of bodies, different form, different names, different things, but same light, same consciousness. How, do you know what is the mystery? What is the meeting point of the consciousness and the unconsciousness? That, the whole mystery is there. That is called chit jada granthi. It is the knot of the conscious and the unconscious. When you will illumine, do you know what will you do? You will separate them. I am conscious. I am neither the body, nor the mind, nor the senses. That is jada, matter. I am separate. That divorce, that is, everybody will go one day. This truth will reveal. Problem? The moment you think I am a body, I am Chetananda, I am this, I am that, I have headache, I have a stomachache, I have mental agony, pain, worries, anxieties, all these things are superimposed on your consciousness. You know, really we are the blissful self. But I am thinking I am sick, I am poor, I am bad, I am a sinner, I am hopeless, I am learned, I am rich. All these things are superimposed on the Atman. Actually, you aren't that pure self. You are that Brahman. You know, these things, at least intellectually try to understand. When you will get the experience, boom, you will be the blessing to humanity. An illumined soul, how they help human beings. Millions of people will come to you to get help. This consciousness does not depend upon the matter, but the matter depends on the consciousness. Ocean does not depend upon the waves depend upon the ocean. Without ocean, there is no waves. So all the billions of people you see, all waves, little waves. Christ, Buddha, they are big waves. But all are connected to the ocean. Ocean of consciousness. That Vedanta teaches. You know, it is very... No doctrine, no dogma, no creed, no superstition, nothing. It is a bold search for truth. Thousands of years, the whose sages of the Upanishads explored the whole spectrum of human life. Who am I? Where do I come from? Where shall I go? What is this world we live in? What is the purpose of human life? These things have been answered in this Vedanta. No doctrine, no dogma, no sin, nothing. Just bold search for truth. We want to know the truth. That is the reason Swamiji mentioned Vedanta. America is a wonderful country for Vedanta. Why? Here, people love freedom. And people love democracy. Vedanta concept of God is democratic concept of God. You are God, she is God, I am God, everybody is God. That is real democracy. And everybody wants freedom. Nobody wants bondage, slavery. Very interesting, this philosophy. Chapter 3, verse 11. Nanu dehyam upakrimya nidra anandanta bostushu ma bhut atmatvam anyantu anyastu na koshit anubhuyate. Objection. By granting that the sheath beginning with the food, body, and ending in the bliss, joy or sleep are not the self, yet when they are negated, no further object remains to be experienced. Good question. Vedanta philosophy generally are discussed through question and answer form. The opponent will raise the question and the Vedantin will answer the question. The question, you negate it, that body is not the Atman. You negated your prana, your sense organs are not the Atman. You negated mind is not the Atman. Your intellect is not the Atman. Your ignorance of that blissful sheath is not the Atman. Then Atman does not exist because you have nothing to experience. Experience is the most important thing. What do you experience? There is nothing. I am experiencing, I am the experiencer. I experience the sense objects in the waking stage. I experience some objects in dream stage. I experience ignorance in deep sleep stage. But when you say that I am the Atman, what do you experience? There is nothing to experience. Because you completely negated the five sheaths of the soul. In Keno Upanishad, there is a mantra. Om Kineshitam Patati Preshitam Mana Kena Prana Pratama Priti Yukta Kineshitam Vachami Mam Vadanti Chakshu Srutram Kayu Deva Junakti. I have a question, sir. You are my teacher, I have a question. How does the mind function? How my sense, eyes see, ears hear, mouth speech, nose smell, skin touch. Who does all these things? I'd like to know. Question. I'm talking about 4,000 years ago, this question arose. 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. Who is the experiencer? Consciousness. Without consciousness, we are all dead. Your eyes may be open, ears, your eyes, nose, ears, all sense organs will be here. No consciousness. Dead. What is that consciousness? We like to know. You see, it is a bold search. Bold search for truth. What is that consciousness? who is doing all these things in my system? We like to know. The more you meditate, the more you will know who is doing all these things inside you. When you go to sleep, who protects your body? Your mind is not there. Intellect is not there. Your sense organs are not there. Your body consciousness is not there. Who protects your body? Prana. You're breathing, prana. How amazing this human system works. If prana does not go, one part of the body, paralyzed. No blood circulation, paralyzed. Prana. From the womb of our mother, we started, the prana started. Child, prana, prana, prana. If you do not breathe 5 minutes, you will be dead. Your whole body will be blue. This prana is preserving the body. You know, if these sages are really real scientists, they explode. These are the most important things, I tell you frankly. The questioner is asking, you discussed elaborately about the 5 sheaths of the soul. Physical sheath, nourished by the body, by food. Then, vital sheath, mental, intellectual, and blissful. Pass. So he is answering. Swayameva anubhutitvat vidyate na anubhavyata gyatri ganantara bhavat Agyayo nu na tu asattaya. As the self is itself of the nature of experience only, it cannot be an object of experience, since there is no experiencer nor any experience other than it. The self is unknowable, not because it does not exist, but because it cannot be an object of experience. If somebody can tell you, can you sit on your own shoulder? That is the kobo. A man cannot see, I cannot sit on my own shoulder. Shayame vatma namatma nambetta. Only you know yourself. He is answering. Gyan evam gyo. I am the knower, here is an object. I am the knower, microphone is the object. Chair, table, light, whatever you see is an object. I am the seer. Object. But Atman is not the object, it is the eternal subject. This object and subject. This whole world is nothing but object and subject. Object is separate from me. I am the subject. I am the witness. I see my body. I know my body weight. I know some functions of my body. I do not know everything what is going on inside the body. Body is the object. I am the subject. my sense organs. I know my has a little hearing problem. I know my, I have an aging seeing problem. I know I have an allergic, no nasal, some smell problem. So I have the knowledge of my sense organs pretty well. I have the knowledge of the body, I have the knowledge of the sense organs. Mind. I know what kind of mind I am, I have. I remember in Hollywood, a man used to come to cut my hair. He used to cut hair of the actors and actresses in Beverly Hills. A famous barber. He was a disciple of Swami Prabhupada. So one day he was cutting my hair, and I told him, "Hey, Naren, do you know, like to know thought reading, how to read other thoughts?" "Swami, I have plenty of garbage. I do not like to have others' garbage." I shall never forget that person. I have so many bad samskaras, you know, impressions in my mind. I do not like to borrow others and fill up more with bad things. So whether you are a good person or a bad person, you know. Intellect. Whether you are a sharp, very intelligent, or you are a little dull-headed, you know. I know very well about my intellect, about my mind, about my sense organs, about my body. I know whether I have a sleeping disorder or no, I know. You see, this is the way it goes. Object, subject. I am the knower. I am the knower. I am the knower. I know this world. I know these people, somehow they function, this and that. But I do not know myself. That is the strange irony in human life. I do not know myself. I know everything. That Vedanta teaches, how to know thyself. How can I know myself? If you change, the whole world will change. If you have blue glasses, you see everything blue. If you have yellow glasses, you see everything yellow. If you have dark glasses, you see everything dark. What do you see? The person who is good and pure, he sees everything good and pure. He does not see fault in others. The person who has all bad things inside, he sees everything is bad. I knew a lady. She was in German concentration camp. Auschwitz. Luckily got back her life from that gas chamber in Germany. She was our devotee in Hollywood. Oof. She was so bitter about her life. Sometimes she used to cry, drink, smoke. Couldn't trust anybody. Very miserable life. Change your life. Change your outlook. You see, that is the way Vedanta works, very slowly, silently. After coming to Vedanta, you will see the whole world is changing, 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 changing. Because you are changing. If you change, the whole world will change. If I am good, whole world is good to me. Swamiji gave a very beautiful, Swami Vivekananda gave a beautiful illustration. Here is a little child, a thief entered, took away the jewelry from the room. The child did not shout, thief, thief, thief. Because the concept of thief is not in the child's mind. Same thing. We see fault in others. Because do you know why? Those faults are within us. Whatever you have inside, that you are projecting outside. That Vedanta teaches. How you project. Vedantic transformation, it is within. Whole inside, mind will be luminous, will be divine. That is called kingdom of heaven is within us. That is the kingdom of heaven in this earth. You have no bitterness. Forgive. Some people persecuted you, ill-treated you, humiliated you. Maya. I am the Atman. Nobody can humiliate me. Nobody can ill-treat me. Your whole life will change. And those who will try to do harm to you, they will be hurt. It will be boomerang. Swayameva anubhutitvad vidyate nanubhavyata. I experience it. Swami Vigyanananda was a disciple of Sri Ramakrishna, went to a devotee's house who was a very rich person and a famous lawyer. The lawyer invited the Swami for a dinner. The gentleman lawyer said, Swami, God is God. God has no meaning to us. We understand money. We understand success, prestige. Those things we understand. We do not understand God, Atman. Swami was the knower of Brahman. He replied, listen, whatever you say is perfectly right, true to you. But myself, I have experienced God. I have experienced that cosmic consciousness. Whatever you experience, that is all right with you. But I have separate kind of experience. I have seen God. I have experienced that cosmic consciousness, pervading everything. That man became silent, could not say a single word. You see, experience is most vital thing. I tasted sugar. I say sugar tastes sweet. If you tell me the sugar tastes sour or bitter, I shall not accept your words. I experienced it. Sugar tastes sweet. You can write 1,000 books on that subject, sugar tastes sour, bitter. It will not work. Because you are contradicting the experience. Experience cannot be contradicted. Books can be contradicted books. Intellect can be counteracted by intellect. But experience cannot be counteracted. That is the way Vedanta moves. This Upanishad, the thing which you are studying, they came from experience. It's experiments, then it was verified, then it was recorded. Sri Ramakrishna never said anything which he did not practice thrice. The Upanishads, they are all truth. Experimented, verified. Yoga Sutra, Patanjali, experimented, verified. That is there, no doctrine, no dogma. Experience. That is the way Vedanta moves. If we say there is no Atman, who is telling there is no Atman? You. Do you say that I do not exist, I do not exist? I do not exist, I do not exist. That means you are crazy. How can you deny your own existence? That Vedanta teaches. You cannot deny your own existence. You exist. That very existence is the Atman, God, which is within you. Agyo, thing unknown. The thing unknown, son of a barren woman or the horn of a man, it is unknown. They do not exist. Unknown, Swaprakash, self-effulgent. We are coming. Where is the light? Swaprakash. Here is a gem. Gem has a luster. It is inherent in the gem. You cannot separate gem and the luster. You cannot separate fire and its burning power. You cannot separate whiteness from the milk. It is inherent. So this consciousness is inherent with the Atman. I am conscious. I remember one of my teachers told me, all right, you exist like a piece of a stone all through your life. All through eternity, a piece of a stone. No. I want to be conscious. I am not happy only with existence. All right, you have your existence, you have your consciousness, I shall put you into a dungeon in a dark cell forever. No, I want freedom. I want bliss. Those, these three things, always remember, is inherent in human beings. I want to exist. I want to be conscious. And I want bliss. That is the Atman. That is your true nature. That is God. That we carry all the time. You see, this is the way we understood Vedanta. Shri Mohimni, we dwell on our own glories. Madhurjadi swabhava anna swabhavanam Vanyatru sagunarpinam svaspin tad arpanapeksha nu na cha osti anyat arpakam. Beautiful verse. Objects of taste like sweet and bitter impart their tastes to others. That is their nature. They do not stand in need of their being imparted to themselves. Nor are there other things to impart those tastes to themselves. Here is popcorn. It is not sweet. But melted sugar or molasses, if you mix me with popcorn and make a popcorn ball, it is sweet. But it is not its nature. It is the sweetness, sugar or molasses make other things sweet. Your cake, your toast, other things, you know, other, whatever things you find sweet, it comes from that sugar or cane juice or whatever, you know, all from sweet substance. Because the sweetness is inherent in that, you cannot separate it. But other objects, we make it sweet. You know, it is amazing how this world functions. Here is a man, woman, they love each other. The moment perhaps husband is not faithful or woman is not faithful, immediately love disappears. they feel each one is their enemy. How this human relationship becomes very fragile when there is no love. It is the love which unites us. That love is God. You know, sometimes I see human life, how we can make our life joyful. We have come to this world to get joy. No doubt about it. Everybody is seeking bliss and joy and happiness. You may go to school, you may go for a job, you marriage, you have one children, you want to build home. Everything, motivation is joy, bliss. Bliss is the guiding factor. That bliss is only in the Atman. And other objects, bliss comes from the other objects. Many, because it is the objects also, these objects came from that Atman, this whole creation came from that cosmic consciousness. So, see, same truth, same bliss permeated in everything, in every being in this world. When you go farther, we shall see all those things. In the bliss, when the bliss section will come, they will tell us what is bliss, how to get it. It is within us.
Arpakantararahitye opi tisham tat swabhavata mabhut tatha anubhavyattam bodhatma tu nahiyati. 15.
Just as there is nothing to hinder a thing from possessing its natural flavor, even without being flavored by another thing, even so the self there stands four square as the experience, namely the awareness, even when it is not experienced as an object of experience. The point is this: all things to be existent require somebody else's awareness to be so. That is, somebody must know that such a thing exists. So it must be made an object of experience of somebody. But Atman or Self is the only exception to this universal rule. The Self is awareness. Its existence is awareness, chit. To subject awareness to being made aware is to quote infinite regress. Who is the experiencer of the experience? No end. Atman, final.
There is no popcorn, there is no flour, nothing of the sort, but my sweet sugar is there. These things, I made them sweet, but if they are not there, still I exist. My sweetness will not go away. The waves may not be there, but the ocean exists. That he is talking about. The objects may not be there, which sugar sweetens everything. It is not there, but sweet exists. Sweetness never goes away. So consciousness never goes away. Objects may not be there, but consciousness remains. Sat, existence.
Ostiti ubalabdhebhyam tattva bhavena bhava ubhayo. In the Kathopanishad, there is the mantra
Do you know? In the final analysis, what it happens? Asti. I exist. I exist. I exist. The world may disappear, but I exist. Swami Vivekananda made a remark, Swami, when the world disappears, what happens? What is in the mind? When mind stops, world disappears. What happens? Swamiji said, at that time the mind becomes the subject and the mind becomes the object. That is samadhi. Mind becomes the subject, mind becomes the object. I am that I am. No world is in my mind. No thought wave, no desire, nothing. Only I exist. If you can stay in that state in at least 10, 15 minutes a day, whole world will change. You will feel tremendous peace and calmness within. That is the reason we practice meditation. To remove this world from the mind. Otherwise, the mind is carrying a heavy load all the time. If there is no deep sleep, all human beings would die. We sleep and gives us rest, so that we can function next day. Look at this big, big aeroplane. International flight, perhaps 12 hours, 13 hours after flying from India to America. What do they do? 7, 8, 9 hours they give rest to the engine. Otherwise there will be fatigue of the engine. They give rest. Your car engine, sometimes you give rest, put water. If you continuously drive, your engine may be heated. There may be fire. I have seen, once I was coming from San Francisco to Los Angeles by car, when it was up the hill, a car started to get fire engine. I stopped. Engine was heated. There was no water there in the carburetor. The car too got fire. You must have some rest. You know, these teachings of Vedanta are very, very practical. But don't get scared. Some people may think, oh, how difficult. Let me give another example, perhaps you will understand better. Here is a big theater hall. Actors and actresses are acting on the stage, and the whole hall full of audience. And here is the light. The light is illuminating the audience, the actors and actresses, everybody. When there is no actor, actresses, there is no audience, still light is on. When they come, it illumines. When they go, still it illumines. Light remains the same. That we shall discuss in Natakodipa of this book. The theater, what happens in. Human life is nothing but a theater. We are all acting. Very interesting subject. Light. Light, where is the light? In our next class we shall talk about the light. Where does it come from? Uma satuma satkamayo, tamasoma jyotirkamayo, mrityurma amritam gamayo, Abhiravirma yedi rudra jatte dakshinamukham tena mam pahi nityam om shanti shanti shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through and through and guide us evermore with the loving presence. Peace, peace, peace be unto all.